For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
That's right. Oh, yeah. You know what time it is. It's birthday time. Actually, it is the anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. This is an epic day. I could not be more... Hey, listen now. Standing ovations? Hey, that's a little bit crazy. Let's calm down now. Anyway, yeah, that I am so excited about today and so proud to announce that today we're celebrating the 21st anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And wow, that is a long and lasting track record for sure. And I am America's Senior Care Consultant, and I do appreciate you tuning in today. So we're gonna share a lot of information with you today about Senior Care Consulting. There is an alarming consumer alert that will be coming up later on in the program. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss that one. But first, let me start off by telling a little bit of my story. I haven't shared it for quite a while. A lot of folks ask me the question, hey, how did you come up with this idea for your firm, Senior Care Consulting? And how did all of that start? And I think most people are pretty impressed with the story. And it's something that I really wasn't looking for. When I was in college, I needed a part-time job, and I ended up working with a medical equipment and supply company, and I would deliver equipment and supplies to elderly individuals in their homes, in their apartments, in their assisted living communities, and sometimes I would even make deliveries to long-term care communities and hospitals and the VA, et cetera, et cetera. But through that experience, and again, I was not looking for that. I wasn't really expecting it at all, but I fell in love with serving seniors. It was like visiting your grandparents several times per day. They were always happy to see me, and I absolutely loved it, just interacting with all of our customers, and I really looked forward to it every day when I went to work. So how about that for a college kid and a part-time job? But anyway, so... that led to all sorts of opportunities in the world in the business of senior care. I have been an administrator of long-term care communities. I've been an executive director of assisted living communities. I've been on the sales and marketing and business development side of all of that. I've been on the administrative side of all of that. I've operated Medicare certified home health agencies. I've operated private duty home care companies, again, medical equipment and supplies, IV therapy companies. It goes on and on and on and on. And then in 2001, I helped my own grandparents transition from their home to an assisted living community. And it was through that experience that I started Senior Care Consulting, all in an effort to help other families in the same way that I helped my own family. So my grandpa had dementia, mild dementia, no behaviors or anything like that. But, you know, grandma had to kind of deal with, you know, the repetitive questioning and you know, all the stuff that goes along. God bless my grandpa. It wasn't his fault. It was the dementia talking. But he did pretty well with it. I've seen a lot worse situations, frankly. So I think we got kind of lucky there as far as the symptoms and the lack of negative behaviors and that kind of thing. But and grandma had to take the keys away. They lived in Topeka, Kansas. And my grandpa went out to run to the store in his truck and got lost, ended up in Lawrence, Kansas. And here I am driving around Lawrence at midnight looking for my grandpa, and looking for his truck because I knew he was in his truck. And I found my grandpa at about midnight downtown Lawrence, safe and sound, a little confused, a little dehydrated because he didn't have anything to drink, and he was really hungry. He hadn't eaten all day. So anyway, that all turned out fine, but took the keys away. Grandma did the driving. But one night, in the middle of the night, my grandma woke up, and someone was, the phone rang, and she was wobbly, and she lost her balance, and she fell backwards and hit the back of her head and neck on the wall on the way down. And unfortunately, she fractured her neck. And she did not die from that, and she was not paralyzed from that. So very, very fortunate. It could have been a whole lot worse, but it was a major, major injury. So she goes to the hospital. Then she goes to the rehab center. And, you know, about 60 days into it, it's very clear that they're not going to be able to come home. They're going to need some help. Now, I did discuss with her bringing in a home care provider to help around the house and to help with Grandpa. And she's like, you know, honey, I don't like the idea of people coming into my house. I'm not comfortable with that. And I'm okay with going to one of these facilities, one of these communities. I'm okay going there and getting some help and get back on my feet. Don't sell the house. You never know. We might be able to come home at some point. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't know where this is all going. And of course, we'll take care of the house. We would never sell it without your permission. And you might be able to come home. You never know with these things. So I was tasked with going out and evaluating some places and going through that search and selection process to find the best fit. Now, I knew their situation. I knew everything about them and their needs and their situation and all of that. So I didn't have to do an assessment. I already knew that. I was very involved with my grandparents. So I decided that when I go out and start to do some research in the market, I'm not falling for the closest one. I'm not going to fall for that one. Usually, you're not that lucky. I mean, you might be that lucky and find the best fit that's the, you know, right down the block. Usually, that's not the case. I'm not falling for the prettiest one because guess what? Pretty doesn't provide care. People provide care. So, of course, I didn't want it to be kind of, you know, a dumpy or a gloomy, depressing place, but it didn't have to be the super high-end finish. I just wanted a good, solid, clean place with my emphasis was with great care and a great track record, some great information. And the other thing that I knew was that, guess what? I'm not going to be involved in any, you know, super high-pressure sales tactics. Now, not every place, in fact, most places don't do this, but some places, oh boy, it's today and today only, and don't let this bed or this room get away, and we have a special, and somebody else is going to be coming in right after you leave, and they might get it, and you know all the sales stuff. Nope, no thanks. Now, remember, I've been an administrator and an executive director, so guess what I did? I put on my administrator's glasses. And I went out and I tried to be as objective as I possibly could. I had my objective administrator's glasses on, not my highly emotional, I'm dreading this, grandson glasses on, right? If that makes sense. So I tried to do my best. So when I went out, I was there to ask them a lot of questions. Most of these questions, again, I had my administrator glasses on. Most of these questions, everyone said, oh, no one's ever asked that question. And I'm like, but that's a good question, isn't it? And they're like, oh, that's an excellent question. Because they were used to just doing the regular vanilla surface level tours, answer a couple of questions, you want to move in. So I asked a lot of questions. I gathered a lot of information. And I did my homework. And I did my evaluation, and I chose the one that I felt would be the best fit for my grandparents. And that's where they moved into. And they got great care for the last couple of years of their lives. We even celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary at this senior care community, at this assisted living community. So it was difficult. It was very sad that they couldn't return back to their home. They did need care as it ended up. They needed care for the rest of their lives there. So it was through that experience that I started senior care consulting, all in an effort to help my clients through that exact situation, that search and selection process, to help them determine what they need, to research the market and identify our top options, to go and take a tour of those top options, ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information, and then help my clients make a decision. That's when I decided that I was going to do that. And that's how senior care consulting was born many years ago. All right, I have a whole lot more coming up next, but first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. What year did I serve my very first client with Senior Care Consulting? A, 1995, B, 1999, C, 2002, or D, 2005? What's your guess?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to a very special episode of Senior Care Live right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. And today we're celebrating and recognizing the 21st anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. That is crazy to think about that. But anyway, let's get back to that Senior Care Live question of the week. I guess I just kind of blew it, didn't I? So if you're paying attention, you're going to know the answer. But what year did I serve my very first client with Senior Care Consulting? And here are your options. A, 1995, B, 1999, C, 2002, or D, 2005. And the answer is C. See, 2002. And if you do the math, there's your 21 years. How about that? So I'll never forget the day that I worked with my first client. And it really was a God thing. I was just kind of thinking, first of all, I senior care consulting came about through, I was at one of those forks in the road. I was doing a lot of prayer, just trying to figure out where am I needed? Where should I be? What should I be doing? And frankly, with all of this, you know, VP of this and group director of that, blah, 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 corporate titles, I kept being on the wrong side of that equation. So I went through a lot of mergers, and I was always the outgoing. Not one time was I the incoming. and then I also was on the wrong end of a lot of downsizing and right sizing. And let me tell you what, a lot of people can probably relate to this. If your boss gets fired and your boss hired you as one of his or her top people, and then the new boss comes in, guess what? They don't like you because they're replacing the old boss and anyone the old boss brought in. And then they're going to bring in their people. And so I got caught up in a couple of those. Yay. and so anyway, I could go on for quite a long time about that. I won't bore you with that. But so that's when just trying to realize I was kind of beating my head against that same wall, getting the same result. And at the same time, going through this kind of this life changing experience of helping my grandparents with, you know, a major transition from their home to a senior care community. And then having this realization, you know, I spent a lot of time and effort and energy helping my own grandparents through this search and selection process. And I know what I'm doing. And then you wonder, what are other people doing going through that same process, that same situation? And, you know, they must be frightened. They must have regrets with some of the decisions they're making. They're being led around by all of these people, getting a lot of different information from people who are supposed to know what they're talking about. So who do you trust? All of that stuff. And I thought, I wonder if there's a service available in the marketplace that is similar to how I helped my own grandparents. And I looked around and I didn't see anything, not even remotely close. And so I felt like that was my answered prayer, that I needed to be helping other families in the same way I helped my own grandparents. And that's how the whole thing started. And then, so I was a VP of a home health agency working with my buddy. He started the company. I helped him triple that company fairly quickly. Things were going well. But I was feeling the need to do my own thing. And so I answered the phone, and I had a lady. She was just asking some questions. She goes, "Well, now what do you do exactly?" And it was with the home health agency. And I told her, and she said, "Well, that's not really what I need. My brother who has a lot of care needs and everything. We moved him in with us, but it's just becoming too overwhelming, too much. And I really need to find a senior care community so that he can move into one of these communities. I have no idea how to go about that." And I said, "Ma'am, you won't believe this, but I'm starting a firm that will help you through that exact situation. It's a specific type of a service that will help you through that search and selection process. How would you like to be my first client?" And she said, "Really? Oh, wow. That sounds exactly what I'm looking for. Yeah, let's get together. Let's talk about that." And I met with her the next morning, and she said, "Where do I sign? Where do I sign up for that? That is fantastic." That happened in August of 2002, and I've never looked back. So in the early days, going out with my clients, and again, we would tour the top communities. I'd ask a lot of very specific questions, again, with those administrator glasses on. I heard the comment over and over and over. They're like, "Wow, no one's ever asked that question before. This is great information to share with your clients." And then they would look over at my clients and they would say, "You're in really good hands with Steve. You really are. This is fantastic information." A lot of the representatives at a lot of the senior care communities, if they weren't the right fit for someone coming in the door, they would actually refer them to me to help them find the right place and the best fit. And so I got that comment all the time, and I still get it once in a while. But I think most folks know me, and I've toured all of the places, at least in the extended KC market. I've been through the front door and the side door and even the back door. I'm very, very comfortable. I get along with everyone in the market. So it's a great working relationship. But generally speaking, here's the process of senior care consulting, and I'll just go through this quickly. But the first thing is first thing, right? We conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment. That's where we ask all of the questions to build a detailed description of exactly what you need. And I call that building the care profile. Okay, based on that information, then we research the market and identify our top senior care communities that meet your exact needs. They check all the boxes. And then we tour those communities with you. And while we're out, we'll ask a lot of questions on your behalf. You're with us, so you're going through a steep learning curve, but we're taking you through that. We gather a wealth of information on your behalf. And then we produce a report that has all of that information in it. Okay, the whole process takes about 4 to 5 hours of your time. And let me put that in perspective. Most people are spending 50 to 100 hours going through the search and selection process. So we'll save you an unbelievable amount of time and stress. But then we get that report to you, and it includes all the questions asked, all the information discovered. There's a wealth of information, of objective, detailed information in your hands on the top three places meeting your exact needs. And now you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. If you want more information about that, visit our brand new website at seniorcareconsulting.com, or you could go old school. Give us a phone call, 913-945-2800. We would be honored to visit with you. We offer a free consultation, so reach out today. And coming up next, I have a consumer alert. You want to hear this. It's going to blow your mind. Trust me on that. Don't go away. I'll be right back with that consumer alert.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcast. And today, we're celebrating the 21st anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I could not be more excited about that. I'm super proud of that. Do you know most businesses fail in the first 5 years? Did you know that? I can't recite all of the statistics right off the top of my head, but the majority of businesses do not make it. And a lot of them fail in far less than 5 years. So if you can get past that 5 year mark, usually you're going to do okay. But anyway, 21 years with Senior Care Consulting. And now let me tell you what, I've seen a lot of things over the last 21 years, but this one is disturbing. And I was telling our producer, Darren Wilhite, he's phenomenal and amazing. I said, Darren, I'm going to try not to swear, but I'm fired up about this one, folks. So let's get it going.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, here we go. I've given a lot of warnings about these free referral services, but I'm going to give you some very tangible, detailed information that absolutely proves my point beyond a shadow of a doubt. Be very careful when choosing to work with one of these free, quote, end quote, free referral services. Here are some publicly available consumer complaints listed with the Better Business Bureau. And if you want to read these for yourself, I'm not saying anything out of school. I'm reading you what is available to the public. If you go to BBB, that's Better Business Bureau, BBB.org, you can type in the name and look it up for yourself. And I've warned my audience for a long time about these free referral services, how they operate. They contract with any senior care provider willing to pay them a ton of money for their leads, their lead development or generation. When you contact them, first of all, I warned you about this a couple of weeks ago, they own your name. And I'm going to prove that in a second. They send your personal information to an incomplete list of business partners, senior care providers in your area. They all race to see who can get to you first. Your phone will explode with phone calls. If you choose one of their business partners, they get paid typically the first month's cost in a commission. Many call that a kickback. It could be $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000. It could be $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 or more. So let's see how some of the poor people who fell for it, who took the bait of the free referral services, let's see what they had to say about their experience. This one's hot off the press. It's less than a month old. July 2023, I contacted a free referral service back in June of 2022. I was just gathering information for my dad. Now they allege that I agreed to their terms of use, although when I clicked on their website, they had no terms of use. They added that on 11 of 22. So he contacted them in June of 22. There were no user terms or agreements. Then they added that in like 5 months later in November. Okay, so that's first of all. Of course, he was inundated with calls at all hours of the day and night, he said. Even though this company has previously been sued for that very reason. I guess they didn't learn their lesson, he goes on to say. So fast forward to July of 2023. Now, he was looking at options for his dad. So his dad is the name that they own, right? All right. Now, fast forward a year later, July of 23, his mother began to work with a local agent to help her find an assisted living facility for his dad, right? Her husband. The original free referral service told her agent that she could not work with our family for 2 years from the date that I contacted them. They own your name. So I called and explained the situation, and they became very antagonistic. I'm just paraphrasing some of this. I reminded her that my mother never contacted them and that I never agreed to even be a client. All I did was get on your website, and I never agreed to any terms of services. After hearing my comments, they responded, quote, "Well, it hasn't been 2 years yet." It kind of sounded like they yelled at him. "I can't do anything with this file." He asked to speak to a manager. She said, "No, you can't." He called them. They blocked his phone calls. I mean, it's a super negative situation. So he notified them that if he's not given immediate relief from their antagonistic and illegal actions, his next course of action will be to file a consumer protection complaint with the state's attorney general, and he has recommended that his mother do the same. Oh, this is the tip of the iceberg. Another July 2023. All it says is, "They keep calling and emailing me, and I can't stop it." Unbelievable. I told you it's a race to see who can get to you first. They harround, they harass you, and they just go crazy. It's high, super high pressure. Here's one. "This free referral service continually calling for sensitive health-related information concerning my mother. And they also call and harass my wife. We have explicitly asked the company to cease all communications. And we've told them that the questions they're asking concerning my mother's private health affairs is none of their business. We have constantly asked to not be contacted, yet they still call us, eliciting private health information concerning my mother." This is from June 2023. "I contacted this free referral service, explained up front I was not able to respond to questions regarding this elderly person's financial situation. The representative repeatedly talked over me. I had to keep asking, 'Hey, can I please complete my sentence or my statement?' The rep was only interested in the financial information." You know why that is? If you don't have enough money, they can't get off the phone fast enough. They're only interested in you if you have enough money to meet their criteria. It's a huge money grab. This is from, I have so many, I wish I could read all these to you. June 23. "At first, for whatever reason, I didn't realize that this free referral service was a referral business. Within seconds of just browsing their website and putting my phone number in for an inquiry just to receive information, I received a phone call and they left a message. However, since then," I'm just reading this, "I kid you not, I have received a minimum of 6 phone calls between 8:30 and 3:30. Today alone, they called at 8:30, 8:42, 10:15, 10:30, 1:30, and 3 p.m. Really? Come on, people. If you want my business, don't call me multiple times in one day. I have since blocked their number." This one makes me straight up mad. This is from June of 2023. "They will not stop calling even after I told them my mother is dead." They will not stop calling, and his mother is deceased. And they still call. My blood is boiling. They have these glossy commercials. "Oh, everything's just so wonderful. Just give us a call. Oh, it's free advice. Blah, blah, blah." Unbelievable. Here's one from a provider. "We own 14 long-term care facilities. We are," and they name their name, "and the free referral service is deceiving residents. If you click on our facility on a particular website, you get this free referral service, not us. They have asked us for free, for these referral fees, even though we don't have a contract with them. And then they end their Better Business Bureau complaint by, this business needs to be closed down. And then the last one, I called the free referral service summer of 22. My mom's health was in sudden decline and her care was getting to be too much. Before we could meet with anyone, my mother suddenly passed away. The calls kept coming because they knew my father had dementia. I let them know we're going to move our dad in with us and we didn't need their service. Still, the calls continued. Constantly, my father passed away 7 months after my mother. But the calls will not stop. I tell them every time, both of my parents have passed away. It's been hard enough to deal with this without being harassed by these people constantly. Okay, so here's a bottom line. I've told you and I've warned you, be very careful and think twice before reaching out and contacting any free referral service. Because you know what? I guess you get what you paid for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have questions? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So in that consumer alert, oh, man, there were many other complaints that I wanted to share. There's just not enough time. I believe there were 30 complaints in the last 12 months. And several of them, again, they just keep harassing these people, even after their parents have passed away. When I say that some of these business tactics are unethical, that's what I mean. If they know the best place for your mom or your dad, your elderly loved one, is across the street and they're not willing to pay to play and you'll never hear about them because they don't make any money doing that, that's unethical. Okay? When I say all this stuff, I actually mean it and I've got a lot of information to back it up. So that's why I get pretty hot and bothered about this stuff and pretty fired up about it. So anyway, if you want to compare and contrast the services of my firm, Senior Care Consulting, with the free referral services, let me just invite you to go to our website. Again, that's SeniorCareConsulting.com. And just go to the Senior Care Difference. And there is a devastating compare and contrast chart. Senior Care Consulting versus the free referral services. Absolutely devastating. I would invite you to check that out. If there's any question at all, go to SeniorCareConsulting.com and just check that out. Just check it out. Okay. And if you're thinking about reaching out to, you know, that particular very large free referral service or any other of the new breed, the new flavor of the week, trying, you know, of the free referral service that I talked about a couple of weeks ago, if you wonder how they work, I'm going to make it real easy for you. You just look for one term, one word, and that word is free. If it's free to you, they don't work for you. They'll be referring you to their business partners. They hope that their business partners will close the sale. They hope that you move in with one of them, and then they provide the giant kickback to these referral services. So anyway, look for free. If the word is free, that's how they work. All right, I'm going to shift gears to a much, much better topic and more exciting and more uplifting. I want to talk about Senior Care Consulting franchising. That's right, Senior Care Consulting. I've wanted to do this for a long time. I wanted to expand the services of Senior Care Consulting to reach as many people as possible, to serve them with honor, to help them in their greatest time of need, to offer them a placement service with integrity. That is what we offer. It could not be more different than the free referral services. It is so much better. It is not even in the same ballpark. It's not even in the same planet. Okay, it's completely different. They may sound similar on the surface, but once you go about an eighth of an inch below the surface, you will see the gigantic difference. And again, you can learn a lot more about that at seniorcareconsulting.com. But I have I'm now in a position where I'm going to expand Senior Care Consulting nationally, all across America. We're going to be expanding into not every single state yet, but like 35, 36 states. And I'm really, really excited about that. It's through the franchising model. So if you're someone who, I mean, I'm talking with a lot of folks right now. You know what the number one most consistent theme is when I'm talking to these people for the first time? We set up a Zoom meeting. We have a great conversation, kind of a get to meet you, kind of a meeting for about an hour or so. We have a nice chat, nice conversation. Every single person, I ask them, what do you find most attractive and most appealing about Senior Care Consulting? Every single one of them says, we love the way you do business. We love the placement service with integrity, the ethical business approach. That, I guess, is old-fashioned now. That's old school. And hey, if that's old school, call me old school all day long. My brain is not wired the way all these other folks are doing business. That grosses me out. I don't have an ounce of that kind of thing in my body. Okay, this is honest. This is a very high level of service. This is a very personal service. And I could not be more proud and more excited to offer this service now nationally. So we're in the process of talking to a lot of folks all around the country. And if you want to be one of the first in, we're going to form a founders club for anyone who jumps in with me and starts the training process and starts the process of opening your own senior care consulting office in your city, in your area. You'll be part of our Founders Club from now through the end of 2023. And then that will set up a nice foundation for the beginning of an absolute explosion beginning in 2024. But I would invite you, if you want to be a pioneer in your area, if you want to stick out like a sore thumb in a very positive way, all right, let's talk about a senior care consulting franchise. And particularly if you work in the area of senior care, your licensed nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, a sales and marketing professional in the world of senior care. Maybe you're a director of nursing. Maybe you're on the clinical side. Maybe you're a social worker helping people. I mean, there are a lot of people working in the business of senior care, and they get this immediately. And I've had a lot of them reach out to me already, and we're in discussion. So, and you don't have to be from the world of senior care, okay? We're looking for the right people with the right heart, wanting to serve people in their greatest time of need, and who believe that when you serve people with integrity and ethically, it's the right thing to do. And it's something that you can feel good about and proud of. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting. I'm going to give you the number of our franchising. It's 833-SCC-FRAN or 833-722-3726. You could also just go to seniorcareconsulting.com and fill out the contact form there. All right, so let's wrap this show up here. I want to give a special thanks to my friend Darren Wilhite for producing our program and, frankly, being the voice of Senior Care Live. He's got that silky smooth voice. And, Darren, thank you for all you do.
Well, this is Morgan Freeman. Oh. I can't believe that you chose Darren to do your opener when you could have had me.
Morgan, I'm sorry I missed you, but I like Darren's voice better. So.
Well, okay, I'll be going now. No, thank you, Steve. I enjoy doing it, man. I really do.
All right. I love him. Thanks to all of the very special people who have helped me over all of these years. You know who you are. I can't thank you enough. And thanks to my wife, who has stood by my side every single day the entire time. Thanks to my mom for being my biggest cheerleader always. And thanks to you, the listeners of my program. I appreciate all of you more than you could possibly know. And guess what? I'm just getting started. Now that Senior Care Consulting is expanding through the franchise model, Very soon, there will be thousands and thousands of families all across the country that will be treated with respect and served appropriately. They'll be served with dignity and they'll be served with integrity. That's the senior care difference. And thanks for helping me celebrate the 21st anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Thank you so very much. I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.